man knew by the witchy ring it'd be yourself and you'd be barging in long before. Because you never learnt, mother, to allow a person space and quiet. Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Weeping at the grave of one of your darling grandsons. It'd be history repeating itself, wouldn't it now? It'd be like burying Gabriel all over again. I know how your bitter mind works. You think that if one of my sons was drowned, maybe you could explain away how my twin was lost? Well, mother, nothing'll ever explain that. Nothing. Oh, I read subtext, mother. Words dropped by accident, phrases covered over, sentences unfinished, and I know the topography of your mind as well as I know every inch and ditch and drain of Belmont Farm. So don't you bluster in here and put a death wish on one of my sons just because you couldn't save your own. My sons will be fine, for if I do nothing else, I'll leave them alone. And no mark is better than a black one. He would have been 30 today as well. Sometimes I think only half of me is left. The worst half. Do you know the only reason I married Raphael? Not because you and Daddy says I should. Not because he was rich, I care nothing for money, no. The only reason I married Raphael was because of his name. An angel's name, same as Gabriel's. And I thought, be osmosis, or just pure wishing, that one would take on the qualities of the other. But Raphael is not Gabriel, and he never will be. And I dreamt about him again last night. It was one of those dreams, is so real you think it's actually happening. Gabriel had come to dinner here, and after he gets up to leave, and I says, Gabriel, stay for the weekend. But Gabriel demurs out of politeness to me and Raphael, and I says, Gabriel, it's me, Portia, your twin. Don't be polite. There's no need with me. And he turns and he smiles, and I know he's gonna stay. And me heart blows open and stars fall out of me chest. As only happens in dreams. We were so alike, weren't we, mother? Came out of the womb holding hands. When God was handing out souls, he must have got mine and Gabriel's mixed up. Either that, or he gave us just the one between us, and it went into the Belmont River with him. Oh, Gabriel. He had no right to discard me so, to float me on the world as if I were a ball of flotsam.